First remedy for today is Mercurius, which is Quicksilver, the element HG. Constitution best adapted to light-haired person. Skin and muscles lax. They are generally hurried and rapid in talking, like HEPA self. In physical generals, in bone diseases, pains are worst at night. Glandular swellings with or without suppuration. But especially if suppuration be of too profuse, like HEPA and silica. They are cold swelling, cold abscesses, which are slow to suppurate. Profuse perspiration attends nearly every complaint, but does not relieve. May even increase the suffering. Profuse perspiration which relieves in Natmur, Suryanam and Varadram. Great weakness and trembling from least exertion. Breath and body smell foul, like Suryanam. In nose there is a catarrh with much sneezing. Fluent acrid corrosive, nostrils raw and ulcerated. Catarrh is yellow-green, fetid pus-like. Nasal bones are swollen. Catarrh is aggravated at night and from damp weather. In mouth, there is stylism, the tenacious, soapy, stringy, profuse, fetid, coppery metallic-tasting saliva. Intense thirst, although the tongue look moist, the saliva is profuse. With dry mouth, no thirst, think of pulsatilla. Ulcers on the gums, tongue, throat, inside of the cheek, with profuse salivation, irregular in shape, ulcers are undefined, have a dirty, unhealthy look, with a lardaceous base surrounded with a dark halo. Ulcers are apt to run together. Syphilitic ulcers are circular, attack posterior part of the mouth, throat, and have well-defined edges, and are surrounded by a copy hue, and do not extend from their primary seat. Into thick, pulsating, tearing, lacerating, shooting into the face or the ears. Toothache is aggravated in damp weather or evening air, aggravation from bed, warmth of bed, from cold or warm things. Toothache is better by rubbing the cheek. The crowns of the tooth decay, roots remain. If the crown is intact and roots decay, think of mesarium. Tongue are large, flabby, show imprint of the teeth like Chelidonium, Podophyllum and Rostox. Tongue is painful with ulcers which are red or white. Throat, mumps, diphtheria, tonsillitis with profuse saliva. Tongue is large, flabby with imprint of the teeth. Mapped tongue like lachesis, natmur and taraxacum. Diphtheria, tonsils are inflamed, uvula swollen, elongated, constant desire to swallow. Diphtheria with the thick grey shred-like membrane, bordering adherent or free. In GIT, dysentery, stools are slimy, bloody, with colic and fainting, great tenesmus during and after, not ameliorated by stools, followed by a chilliness and a cannot finish sensation. The more blood, the better indicated is mercury. Urinary system, urine, quantity of urine voided is larger than the amount of water drunk, frequent urging to urinate. In male, there is a nocturnal emission stained with blood like ledum and sarsaparilla. In female, there is a coryza which is acrid, burning, itching with rawness, always worse at night. Leucorrhea with pruritus, aggravation from contact of urine which must be washed off like sulfur. There is morning sickness with profuse salivation which wets the pillow in sleep like lactic acid. Mammae are painful as if they would ulcerate at every menstrual period. Compare with conium and lacan, milk in the breast instead of menses. In respiratory, the cough is dry, fatiguing, racking, in two paroxysm, worse at night and from warmth of bed, with utter inability to lie on the right side. It affects the lower right lobe of the lung, stitches through the back like chelidonium and calica. Suppuration of the lungs after hemorrhage of pneumonia. Calicub. In extremities, trembling extremities, especially hand, paralysis agitans. In modalities, aggravation at night, wet, damp weather like Rostox. In autumn, warm days and cold damp nights, lying on the right side and perspiring. Mercury is aggravated by heat but ameliorated by rest in the bed. Arsenic is ameliorated by the heat of but aggravated by rest in bed. In relation follows well after belladonna, heparin, lachesis, sulfur, but should not be given before or after silica. if given in low or weak potency, it hastens rather than aborts the suppuration. The bad effects of mercury are antidoted by aurum, hepar, lachesis, mesarium nitric acid and sulfur, and by a strong high potency of mercury when the symptoms corresponds. Compared with mesarium, its vegetable analog for bad effects of large doses or of too frequent repetition, ailments from sugar, insect stings, vapors of arsenic or copper, disease that occurs in the winters. Remedies: Merck bin iodatus or mercury iode rubrum, the bin iodide of mercury MgI2. In throat, they have a diphtheritic glandular affection of the left side. Fosses are dark red. Solids and liquids both are painful on swallowing. Exudation is very slight, easily detached. Cases attending epidemic scarlet fever, ulcers on the fosses or tonsils. Glands are enlarged, greenish tongue, greenish tough lumps from the pharynx or posterior nares, tubercular pharyngitis. Next remedy is Mercurius protoiodatus, which is Mercurius iode flavus, iodide of mercury, which is Hg2I2. In physical generals, they are for Hunterian heart chancres. Secondary symptoms rarely follow if given in proper dose. Great swelling of the inguinal glands, no disposition to suppurate. In mouth, the tongue is thick, yellow coating at the base, like Kali bichromicum. Golden yellow coating at the base is gnat foss. Dirty or greenish grey coating at the base is gnat sulf. The tip or red edges, right side of the throat and the neck most affected. In throat, diphtheritic throat affections where cervical and parotid glands are enormously swollen. Membrane begins in or is aggravated on the right side, aggravated by warm drinks and empty swallowing like lachesis. Next remedy is Mercurius corrosivus, which is corrosive sublimate, HgC12. In constitution, diseases of men, syphilitic ulcers with corroding acrid pus, Bright's disease. In GIT, they have dysentery and summer complaints of intestinal canal occurring from May to November. They have a tenesmus of rectum, which is not ameliorated by stool. If it is aggravated by stool, it is nux vomica. Tenesmus with incessant, persistent, stool is hot, scanty, bloody, slimy, offensive, shreds of mucous membrane and terrible cutting colicky pain. This tenesmus again in the bladder with intense burning in urethra. Urine is hot, burning, scanty or suppressed. In drops with great pain, bloody brown, brick red sediment and albuminous. In male, there is gonorrhea with second stage greenish discharge, which is aggravated at night and great burning and tenesmus. Next remedy is Mercurius sinaitus. In physical generals, they have a great weakness, extreme prostration, cannot stand up from the weakness. In throat, they have a malignant diphtheria with intense redness of the fosses, great difficulty of swallowing, pseudomembrane formation that extends all over the fosses and down the throat, putrid gangrenous diphtheria with phlegetonic ulcerations, membranous croup. When it corresponds to the genus Epidemicus, like every other remedy, it is effective as a prophylactic. The next remedy is Mercurius dulcis, which is calomel, which is Hg2Cl2. In physical generals, catarrhal affection of the mucous membrane, especially of the eye and the ear, deafness and catarrhal affection of nares, throat, pharynx from mercurial amalgam fillings. In ear, there's a catarrhal inflammation of the middle ear, like Kali Muir. Eustachian tube is closed. Catarrhal deafness and otoria in psoric children, deafness of the old age, like Kali Muir. In GIT, they have a diarrhea of children. Stools are grassy green like chopped eggs, profuse soreness of the anus. In male, they have acute affections of the prostate after maltreated stricture. Merck solubilis, which is Hahnemann soluble mercury, black oxide. In constitution, nervous affection after suppressed discharges, especially in psoric patient like asafoetida. Glandular and scrofulous affection in children. In ears, otoria is bloody offensive discharge with stabbing tearing pain, aggravated on the right side at night and lying down on the affected side. furuncles and boils in external meatus like picric acid, polypi fungus excrescences in the external meatus like teucrium and thuja. In nose, there's epistaxis when coughing, at night during sleeping. Epistaxis hangs in a dark clotted string from the nose like an icicle, compared with hydrastis. Acrid nasal secretion having odor of old cheese. Nostrils are red, raw and ulcerated. In male, there is a gonorrhea with the phimosis and chancroids. Green discharges aggravated at night. Urging to urinate, intolerable burning in the fore part of the urethra when passing last few drops. Prepuce is hot, swollen, edematous, sensitive to touch, of a torpid character, with threatening or suppurating bubo. There are chancres, primary, regular indurated Hunterian, with lardaceous base, cheesy bottom, inverted red edges, with phimosis or paraphimosis, deep round chancres penetrating, eating through the frenum and prepuce. Chancres are bleeding, painful, with a yellowish fetid discharge. Hahnemann's remedy for syphilis and disease of genitourinary tract. It is rarely indicated if the tongue is dry. Merck solubilis has extremities with weakness and weariness of the limbs, sore, bruised feeling. In skin, diseases of the skin with intolerable biting, itching all over the body as from insect bites, which is aggravated in the evening and from the warmth of the bed, becomes pleasant on scratching. The last remedy for today is Mercurius sulfuricus, which is sulfate of mercury, HgSO4. In cardiovascular system, there is hydrothorax, if occurring from heart or liver diseases. Dyspnea, has to sit, cannot lie down. Extremities are swollen, stools loose, watery, causing severe burning and soreness. Burning in the chest. In relation, compared to arsenic, cinnabaris, digitalis and sulfur. Note, when it acts well, it produces a profuse watery diarrhea with great relief to the patient. It is as important as arsenicum in hydrothorax, said by Dr. Lippi.